Good day, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you, as always, for making us a part of your day. In this episode, 277, I catch up with two very new but close friends of mine, Christy Tiernier and Donnie Don. Christy is the executive director for Wyoming Health Freedom, an advocacy group here in the state of Wyoming that has an important mission of informed consent, working with legislators, passing common sense health protection legislation, and avoiding the risk involved with vaccine mandates. And then there's Donnie, who's a new friend of mine. He is a member of Oath Keepers. Please look them up, oathkeepers.org. And he is also going to be taking over in the near future the Wyoming State Tea Party activity. So we're excited about that. Kind of a doubleheader interview today. And a little bit of a departure from our normal comments and conversations on Total Wellness Radio. So thank you for tuning into this episode, 277 Total Wellness Radio, as I catch up with my friends, Christy and Donnie. For tuning in, we are, this is kind of a shoot from the hip impromptu little interview. We're actually going to put this on Total Wellness Radio podcast. This will probably be episode 277. So that's kind of cool. And I've never done anything like this for our Country Doctor Nutritional Center page. Again, this is kind of a live impromptu thing. I've got two people with me that are amazing. New friends of mine. We've grown very close in a very short period of time. I think because of our passion for freedom of choice, the ability to take care of ourselves the way we see fit, and the organizations that are available to us in our community here in Cheyenne, I think it's important that people kind of know and get plugged into that. And so I have Christy and Donnie with me today. Christy is with Wyoming Health Freedom. Donnie is a member, as he and I both are members, new members of Oath Keepers. And Donnie's also going to be reintroducing some Tea Party information in their futures. So we're excited about that. And some of you might be thinking, well, what does that have to do with Country Doctor and Nutritional Center? And then I think just explore this conversation with me. I think we all need to realize that there's a lot more at stake right now than just our health freedoms, than our liberties, than our choices. It's all at stake, right? Not just a few things. But our ability to make sound, informed decisions for ourselves.
That's right.
And then exercise our rights to make those decisions. And so whether you want to come to the Country Doctor for allergies, or you need help with finding an attorney for a vaccine issue with your children or yourself personally, or what does our Constitution really talk about and stand for, and what does it allow us to do and not do, and how do we positively integrate a community? And have a positive impact on a community. And our communities right now need more of this than ever before in our history. And so I just got a hold of Christy yesterday. In fact, I just said, hey, we should just do a podcast. She said, okay, let's do it. I said, okay, well, right. What day? And she says, well, tomorrow at lunch. I said, okay. And then Donnie says, yeah, I'll be there. And so I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedules to be here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun discussion, not an argument. It'll be a fun discussion.
Oh, yes.
And kind of explore some things, resources in the Cheyenne and surrounding communities throughout our state that people just aren't aware of. And I kind of wanted to start with you, Christy, a little bit about, because you've been doing this a little bit longer, I think, than me and Donnie and I in certain ways about...
By far,
you know, educating people what their rights are, what you should and shouldn't do, what you need to know,
right.
Expand your resources, you know, and things like that. So... what got you involved in Wyoming Health Freedom as the executive director and an advocate? Let's start there.
Okay, I'll do a little bit further of a backstory.
Please.
I started out as a Tea Party leader many years ago in Sheridan when that big wave hit the country.
Okay.
And I loved connecting with the community. I loved making my voice heard. But there were some missing elements. I wanted to make a dent, an impact. How do I affect policy, a real change? And then I started to get into the realm of activism and learn how to engage legislators, follow the legislative process, and pass bills over the years behind the scenes. And health freedom, though, has always been something dear to my heart. I've worked in a variety of different arenas off and on the past 10 years. But I've watched things change across the country. I've watched our health freedom rights be infringed upon, mandates come, And Wyoming's been quiet the past 10 years, but here recently it's escalating in all of our states across the country.
That's right.
Right. And I have a personal stake in this fight because I have loved ones that were impacted by vaccine injury. Mm-hmm. So my dad was a veteran during the Iran hostage crisis, and he was almost deployed, but he has Gulf War syndrome. He never actually deployed, but he had anthrax, and he had two sets of vaccinations. Mm. And so he has autoimmune disorders and injury. He's a 100% disabled veteran. And so he is what led me to research as I started to have children. And I was researching when I had my first daughter, brand new mom, but nobody told me that they give vaccines to babies right after they're born.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. And back then it was protocol to pull babies out of the room, test them, just like an assembly line, give them their shots.
Yep.
And nobody told me.
Oh no.
And so I watched her symptoms unfold over the years.
Yep.
And I connected the dots that she had Hep B at birth.
Oh my
And
gosh.
So in her case, it was just one.
Okay.
So sometimes that's all it takes, one or an accumulation of vaccines over time, because we're very individual in our response.
Yeah.
So,
you know, people that are interested in and are going to put forth effort to really kind of, you know, investigate what we're talking about and really look at some of the sources and how do you know this and and what are you using to quote data from? You know, one of the ones that I always like to refer people to is Dr. McCullough's site.
Yeah.
If you go there and look up vaccines and just things like that, the articles, the research, the data, the science.
Exactly.
Behind all of this. 49 different injections before the age of 2. Now, science has already proven that the blood-brain barrier does not close in the human body till after the age of 2, meaning that the ability to filter and protect the brain is not established until after the age of 2, and yet they're pumping these types of toxic substances. And again, we've had this conversation before we went live. We're not anti-vaxxers. We're not pro-vaxxers. What I'm against is what's in the vaccines from a health standpoint and the risks that are involved that parents aren't being, you know, in receiving that informed consent like you didn't with your baby.
There's that biological factor, but a lot of people don't know about an ingredient, polysorbate 80, which further opens the blood-brain barrier.
Yep.
And it's just a pipeline right to the brain.
Yep.
And another scientist I would recommend, world-renowned metals expert, is Dr. Christopher Exley.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed very neutral for many years.
Yep.
But he's done autopsies with undeniable proof in the immune system part of the brain. I think it's called the microglia. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Heavy amounts of metals.
Yep.
With those with Alzheimer's, autism.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's undeniable. A lot of people like to say we're anti-science. We're very pro-science.
Well, actually, we're probably more pro-science than anybody else on this discussion.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to back this up with actual proven, peer-reviewed, scientifically, clinically-based data that's being taught by some of the top lecturers in the world, like Michael Gaeta just did one November 18th.
Yes.
And I'll list, a attachment in the description so people can get educated. They're almost like a two-hour, basically free webinar with the most up-to-date science that's available on the topics that you're involved with. So.
Right. Well, and a lot of people don't know vaccines are not gold standard tested, which is double-blind placebo testing.
No.
Yeah, so they're not held to the same standards as other pharmaceuticals.
That's right. Nor are the liability side.
Exactly. A lot of people don't understand that there's a portion of cost in every vaccine that goes into a trust fund. And that trust fund is utilized to pay vaccine injuries.
Yeah.
It's the 1986 Act during Reagan's
era. During Reagan's era. And one of the best attorneys to refer to on this is Patricia Finn out of New York. And she does the Health Lawyer podcast, which is fascinating. It's also in one of our Total Wellness Radio segments, I think maybe 272, 273, somewhere there, we got to interview her. From a legal perspective in the battle that she's fought. And she's actually she's one of the winningest attorneys in the country right now for this issue. So there's a lot to this. So
definitely.
So what is the, you know, for someone who's here in Cheyenne or in the state of Wyoming, what is the best way for them to kind of get in connection with you, to support Wyoming Health Freedom, to learn more how to protect themselves and their family with informed consent?
Right, so I would start going to our website, www.wyominghealthfreedom.org. And we have a few resources right now, but we're working on adding more. So we have some exemption resources. Some people aren't comfortable with the health department's forms because there's liability implications. That's why knowing your legal rights matter.
Yep.
So we have a letter template if you'd like to utilize that.
And that's on your website?
It's on our website.
As a free kind of resource?
As a free resource.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. And I've been to that site a dozen times. I didn't even know that.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes. And it's a new website.
I will print it off and make it available here in the office.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But we would like to add some more legal resources for people and stuff like that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a plethora of information geared up towards what you guys have already done.
Right.
This is going to be just loaded up out there so that we have all kinds of resources and legitimate stuff that we can pull from. So it's not biased.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
It's
universal.
It's factual.
It's universal. Absolutely. It's factual. And it's based in the legal, in the protection. Again, this is where I get, you know, and I've talked about this several times, it's called informed consent. Medical ethics dictate the number one medical ethic by any medical doctor or practitioner, LPN, doesn't matter their title, is informed consent. That is the number one ethic that's being taught about and has been for several decades.
Right.
But most people don't understand this, informed consent. Well, they gave me a paper and I signed it. Is that informed consent? No. Informed consent is that I was made aware of the risks.
Yes.
I was made aware of the benefits, and I was made aware of my alternatives. What are my alternative choices?
And the ingredients.
Yeah.
Because a lot of physicians have not pulled out the ingredients list and read it themselves.
Yeah.
You got to truly understand that. Another part of the website that I'll highlight is we have an action center, and we try to release alerts on our email and on our Facebook page. But our days are numbered on Facebook because we get a lot of throttling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're building community. We want to build community groups across the state.
Yep.
So we're developing regions right now. And we'd like to have some capital days so people could come, get engaged with the legislators, impact policy, make your voices heard, because that's where it's at. And we've already had some meetings with the health department,
mm-hmm.
Fighting some policies that they tried to create
mm-hmm.
under state statute. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, I find it's interesting, and this is a whole other realm that I'm probably not qualified to go into, but I'll open up the discussion. Maybe you watching on the Facebook can make some comments that will educate me on it. But just because you make a statute, then what happens is legislators, you know, lawmakers tend to kind of release the reins, it seems, to these different agencies to
yes.
come up with their own policies and interpretation mm-hmm. of that law, which in essence makes them the supposed authority on how to imply that and implement that with the community. And it's really a very watered down way to go.
And they hide behind the bureaucracies. So come mm-hmm. election time, you don't know where they stand.
Yep.
So Wyoming Health Freedom wants to shed light where they stand.
Yeah.
We're for transparency and open public dialogue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this, Dr. Dan. I appreciate this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share about Wyoming Health Freedom real quick before we...
You know, we're just all about individual sovereignty over our own bodies.
Yep.
We think that's important. We often get coined anti-vaxxers, like we were just talking about, mm-hmm. but we're just about having the right to make our own choices over our own bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. With respect to life.
With respect to life.
That's important to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we support on a national level the National Vaccine Information Center. So if you're not plugged into them, get plugged into their advocacy center. And both of us send out alerts.
It's nvic.org?
I believe so.
Okay, yeah. National Vaccine Information Center.
Yes, and they have an advocacy portal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we work together a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not about saying no. It's about saying yes after being well-informed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's about, being able to say no, but the point is having a meaningful discussion on it, not doing. And here's the thing, too, that it's just fascinating to me. Coercion is alive and well. It's also still illegal.
Right.
Yeah.
And coercion is alive and well, but it's also still very illegal.
Yes.
And being told, Christy, if you don't get this for, you know, you're placing your child at risk and you could be up for, you know, they could press charges. You might not be able to, you know, and threatening people is against the law.
I encountered that a lot as a new mom.
Sure.
And that's just not ethical.
No.
Yeah. So have some ethics. And whatever your decision, we don't want to make that for you.
Correct.
But be confident and educated with your decision. That's
Absolutely.
What we advocate for.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Donnie.
Yes.
You and I have met up this year, and I super appreciate your energy for advocacy for being involved in worthy causes,
yep.
for dedicating yourself to what is the higher purpose of this. You know, let's not look at the micro, let's look at the big picture. What does this implicate in terms of us giving up some freedoms and maybe we're turning something over that now for what we think might provide a little security, and later on it actually proves to be the imprisonment that we agreed to.
Yeah.
So Oath Keepers, yes, and also some Tea Party stuff coming in the future. Just yeah. share briefly with the listeners on Total Wellness Radio and on the pod, or on the Facebook page, kind of share some of your background and why you're involved in all
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. So I started off earlier this year. I actually met Christy and seen that she was doing some activism that's also part of the Wyoming Health Freedom. And I knew earlier this year when we started seeing this stuff come out with the COVID-19 that there just something wasn't right. And take away from my own political beliefs as to why it could or could not have happened. I like to call it the plandemic, but that's just me.
Sure.
I knew that it gets to be a point in time to where there's talkers and doers.
Yep.
And I'm not good at just being a talker. I like to be out there on the front lines and I want to be doing something. So I started off real small, real simple. And it involved just basically just being an available body, being out there, whether it was going to a protest or organizing it,
yep.
Rubbing shoulders with fellow like-minded people. And then that transitioned into obviously meeting so many different people, including yeah. yourself. And I have come to know so many good people, but staying grounded with where I started at. That's just the small part.
Right.
The bigger part for me is as a Christian, as a believer,
yeah.
I know what I've been taught and I hold on to it very, very solid.
Yeah.
And I think that this is just opening up the doors to what the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation. And I don't want to preach at anybody, but I would definitely say that if you want to know where my heart's at, that's exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
And what I found is that when you take a look overall, the big picture of what's going on with the mandates. And to me, I think it's more about control than it is health. I think that if I could say this, and I will, if we had such a pandemic going on, I think people mm-hmm. would naturally gravitate
yep.
towards we're staying indoors.
Yep.
Hey, we're taking on precautions.
Yep.
We don't want this, but we're not seeing that. So
no,
what? So what is motivated with it? And there's people out there that they want to believe and they want to completely trust their government. And I'm not in that same boat,
mm-hmm.
but I'm able to be objective and take a look at all the big pictures. I don't need one source feeding me with something because anybody can find that. So with that, I started realizing that I'm good at meeting with people. I'm very mm-hmm. good at just getting out there on the front lines. I don't cower down. And I had other doors start to open up.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to get to where now, instead of me saying, hey, Christy, should we do another rally? Or, hey, Dan, could you come with us and hang out?
Yeah,
was starting
yeah.
to take points, but I was getting phone calls from people saying, we really like what you are doing.
Yeah.
And we've been watching behind the scenes and we appreciate what you're doing mm-hmm. and you line up. So therefore, about 2 weeks ago, Emily Hausner, who is a great commissioner here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, reached out to me and wanted to turn over the Tea Party. And he really felt that it was time to pass the torch on. And I'm definitely not a political person in as far as understanding all these things, but I have a passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it's time that as Americans, as Wyomingites, whatever you would like to call yourself, that you need to do more. We need to absolutely be on the front lines and we need to be doing something. It's not enough to be passive aggressive anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to be well-informed, educated, and we need to know about it. And that essentially led me into the Oath Keepers, because what the Oath Keepers stand for is they are there to help protect the rights. They took an oath
mm-hmm.
that said that they will mm-hmm. protect these rights from anybody and they will mm-hmm. defend it from foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing with the government is a lot of overreach, a lot of
yep.
overstep.
Yeah.
So I've found my niche and I'm starting to build a support team
yeah.
around it. And it's just amazing to reach out to
yeah.
people. And I get a chance to just also give a testimony. If I was the only Bible that somebody was to read,
yeah.
I'm hoping I'm representing.
Walking Bible for the day, 100%.
Absolutely.
You get people out from behind their keyboards.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The
more,
get out on a bridge when it's wind's blowing and it's
exactly.
cold.
Exactly. The rally words, frigid temperatures.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And I believe, too, that sometimes there's people that's waiting back.
Yes.
And all
great.
They want to see is
yep.
somebody take a lead because, and I'm not going to, it's I think their disposition is they
so
want to be
true.
Non-confrontational.
Yeah.
But when they see someone like me or with Dan or with a Christie or somebody that takes a lead, that's
yep.
easier for them to kind of follow suit.
There's
and
a
now
difference,
they get on board.
There's a difference between facing fear and being involved in a confrontation.
Absolutely.
Yes.
There's a big difference in what this is about. I love what you just said. Is this is about stepping out and being true to oneself. This is about seeking
yes.
truth over something to join. It's about seeking truth, and it just so yeah. happens that these organizations, these groups, these people that we get to run with on almost a daily basis now are seekers of truth.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Biblically based, right? Seekers
yes.
of truth,
exactly.
And that's
yes.
and that's really what we're after. And
what a better way to protect your sovereignty?
Yeah.
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 Absolutely. So.
And there's others that they can tear it down, they can do whatever. But the bottom line is on top of it, we've created friendships.
Yeah.
And friendships that will last.
Yeah.
And when it comes time to bear, we hold beliefs that we think worse is coming, and it is coming.
We mm-hmm. hold the line.
We
yeah.
hold the line.
Yeah.
And we're out there to, what about the older couple that's inside a home that doesn't have the voice
yep.
or the ability?
Yep.
That's what I'm here for. That's what we're here for.
Right.
What about the person who is blocked because maybe they're in a situation where they can't make those choices,
mm-hmm.
then we're out on the front lines for that.
Yeah.
And it's important because they don't get a chance to necessarily get a voice.
That's
and like
right.
I said before, when they see somebody take the lead and they see that going out there, they have a gravitating pull to that. And then they're like, now we got them. So it's not even about being the spearhead. It's just about that community, building the community. And then when you do, then that's when we start to see a change. Because
yep.
we vote differently.
Yeah.
Yep, that's
right. We are educated.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be silenced. We can't be shut down.
Yeah.
So from there, it's this huge snowball effect.
Can I make a comment to get off what you're saying?
Please.
I think where our movements align is that we're voice for the voiceless.
Yes.
And in the health freedom movement, there's a lot of people that are vaccine injured. A lot of people on the autism spectrum, they
mm-hmm.
can't articulate their words.
Yep.
We're defending that vulnerable part of our population.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you know somebody that has had a problem with their kid and that parent has to see their child that was affected by this vaccination.
Yep.
But yet we have these people that will scream and yell because we won't put on a mask. I just think that it's comical. I absolutely think that it's crazy. Like, if we have a respect, or your goal is well, you're mad at us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. We can agree to disagree. But if you're going to come at me with that angle of this isn't about you, Donnie. This
right.
is about the older people.
Yeah.
But they're usually the same people that don't respect the sanctity of life and that are supporting the murder and abortions of our unborn babies.
Mm-hmm.
Or the older folks that are dying in our nursing homes
mm-hmm.
yeah.
from heartache, essentially.
Yep.
I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah.
So before you come at anybody and think that we don't care about life, it's not about that. You said it best.
Yeah.
Christy reiterated it, and I'm going to echo it again. It is about our personal choice,
yeah.
and the government doesn't have that right, and it's our own sovereign chance. It's That's what we want
we
to do.
We run them, they don't run us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things, too, where I was reminded of the bigger picture about, you know, and it goes along with problem solving, right? As a nation or as a community or as a group, if you make a decision to do something, is that the decision you would have made every time? And if the answer is no, then it's not the right decision. And so we nowhere in our history have we ever punished healthy people.
Yes.
Right.
Nor in our history. In 2003, when SARS, you know, killed 1.4 million people, right? Nothing like this type of decision was even approached, was even on the table,
no.
was discussed, was even a hint, right? And yet now all of a sudden this one, we need a vaccine that has a 90 to 94% possible success rate at, by the way, suppressing symptoms, not preventing illness.
That's right.
You need to remember that, people. Vaccines are not designed to prevent something. They will help with the symptomatology of the illness, okay?
Right. Just and like so, the glasses that we wear.
Exactly.
And there's no cure, it's just a crutch. Enterovirus D68, that was paralyzing children.
Yep.
They didn't enforce masks then.
Yep.
H1N1.
Yep.
Why now?
Why now?
Ask that, what's the agenda?
Yep.
Yeah.
60 plus million businesses my size are gone and will never come back.
Yeah.
60 plus million. And that's according to the United States Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then I had to sit back and say, well, our Chamber of Commerce, I am a member of here in Cheyenne, but I'm a little disturbed at their lack of voicing for the businesses. There seems to be a real neutrality being taken there too, yet I'm a paid member and they're supposedly represent business in Cheyenne. So it's a real interesting, amazing, distracted, entangled time that we live in. It's hard to really latch on to things that are of substance, of truth. Faith is one of them, yep. Right?
Can I add a point?
Please, yes,
meanwhile,
please.
The real epidemic's going on.
Yes.
Like the autism
Thank you.
The vaccine injury.
Yep.
People do not understand. Starting in 2020, 1 million autistics will continue to enter the adult population.
Yep.
Half of them unemployable.
Yep.
And according to my friend Toby Rogers in Colorado, who's a PhD, you should read his dissertation,
mm-hmm.
Our spending to support this part of our population will surpass our military budget.
Yep.
Mm. People do not understand that.
They don't
That's
realize.
Massive.
Yeah.
Just that epidemic could crumble our country.
100%.
Yeah, we're freaking out over...
Yep.
Perfect.
Over, thinking that we need a vaccine that's got a 94% possible effective rate on symptoms against an immune system that's already proven itself 99%+ effective
yeah.
right now without a vaccine.
Right.
So, you know, these are just common sense comments, and they need to be investigated. People need to investigate with Michael Gaeta, the Gaeta Institute, G-A-E-T-A, the Gaeta Institute. You need to, your gentleman down in Colorado, we're going to restate his name.
Yeah.
Go to WyomingHealthFreedom.org. Go to OathKeepers.org. Keep in touch, you know, look up Donnie on Facebook if you prefer, or Messenger, and reach out to him regarding maybe future Tea Party involvement, things
yes.
of that nature. And by all means, please, whenever you want to plug into free content and education on our Total Wellness Radio platform or on Facebook, please do so. I think all three of us would agree we want to be a resource, not a hindrance.
Yeah.
Yes.
We want to be positive, not negative. I think everybody at some level likes a good fight. But this is beyond a good fight. This is
yeah.
this is about joining together in truth and really seeking truth and looking at these issues from several angles so that we can come up with well-informed, well-meaning, inclusive to all decisions about how we can do things. But it has to begin with personal sovereignty.
It does.
Personal body sovereignty has to start there.
And if you think you can't make a difference, come to us. We'll
yes.
help you identify
yeah.
your gift.
Yeah.
You're needed because we're stronger together.
Yeah. yeah.
Every
Absolutely.
One of you guys matters. So.
Absolutely.
Everybody
yeah.
does have a part to play in it.
Yes.
Like, no one is exempt from it.
Yep. We're all being affected by it.
Yeah. I know that there's some people that are like, well, I'm this or I'm that, so what can I do? There's plenty that you can do. Sometimes
plenty.
The most important people are the ones that are not on the front lines.
Yep.
It's the ones
Agreed.
That are behind the scenes that are doing the educational stuff,
yep.
that's digging for the information, that's providing all of that. And so there, you're not useless.
Yeah.
People will make you feel like that. You're not. You
most know? Of my start in activism was behind the scenes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just in recent years am I getting out there.
Yeah.
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 You can make a dent.
Good for you.
And we'll help you do it.
Absolutely. Christy, thank you so much.
Thank
dear.
You, Dr. Dan.
Good to see you. Donnie.
Dr. Dan.
My friend,
thank
you so much.
Thank you very much.
You all, thanks for tuning in. If there's questions or comments in the post, I'll be sure and address them later today. And just a quick update. Tomorrow, we will still be doing our... Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday, 1 p.m. Mountain Time. And I don't even know what the topic is. I'm sorry, but we look forward for you folks tuning in then. Take care.
Thanks.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.